You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AAD is listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Coach, you might have to unmute.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, shoot away, because my wife's sending me to Costco's in about half an hour. So go ahead, shoot away before I freeze in here or something, you know.
Okay. So my first one would be, how do you handle offensive rebounding? Who's getting back? I like to define. Oftentimes, I'm in a four out, one in. I like to have my one in be the ball side block, and my opposite corner be the weak side rebounder. And the other three go back.
You're sending how many to the glass? You're sending two to the glass.
Two. We're not the most
tiny.
Athletic.
Yeah. So what happens if one of them is way outside? You still have them crash on that.
In theory, on the release, that weak side corner is starting to take off. For the offensive rebound, and the three remaining, the shooter is supposed to stop ball. The other two should be heading back. One at the rim.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. I always like by location is easier than by position.
Okay.
We'll send three or four to the glass if I feel like we can. And then I always have maybe shooter or. My assistant and I always argue about shooter, whether the shooter should follow their shots. I go, every shot I took was going in, so why would I follow it?
What I've always heard is 70% of shots go weak side. So
yeah,
that tells the shooter.
Yes, I think location is easier than position.
We're usually in a four out, one in. When we're in a five out.
When you're a five out, it's hard. I always have the top guys kind of get back just because it's easier.
Top three get back.
Yeah. So if you're in five out, it's just the top three guys are back because the other ones are closer. So it's a proximity thing, and especially if I remember your team properly, that probably easier that way in the sense that I don't know if there's, you don't have a 7-footer. So it's like, right
now is it, what's your, are you doing it on the release? The moment that ball's released, the whoever's not crashing is heading back, or do you at least have them take a peek?
I have them have a peek because you get weird bounces, especially with all the threes being shot now. Yeah. So I always have the top guy is an automatic back, so he doesn't have to step forward. The other
so you
ones
more so define the automatics and everybody else kind of judgment. Okay.
Because that, especially the offensive glass, is so instinctual.
Yeah.
And the good ones are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just really good. So, yeah, that's the way I would do it.
That makes sense. Because we actually, so our division leader who just moved into our conference, they're really good. They beat the brakes off of us the first time.
On the glass. I know, well, it's hard.
Coming back the other way. We were. I'm just sending people, and we just lost them by one at the buzzer. We got a foul call that we didn't get the buzzer, whatever, and lost by one. And the difference was that we slowed down their fast break. We're half court scenario. We can stop them. We can score on them. But they're a high paced team. If you try to offensive rebound on them, you're going to give up some points.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. So I'm playing one of those on Friday. I think we're going to send everybody back since I shot.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Hope we shoot the ball well. Yes.
That's good. Okay. My next big one was so I run a hybrid of read and react motion offense. I'm learning. I'm starting to realize. It's been 3 years now on the varsity girls here. I'm starting to realize I may not get the basketball IQ that I'm looking for, and I've been leaning towards obviously next year. More of a scripted motion, I want to call it. A lot of this motion type actions, back screens, and you know,
it's hard if they're not. It's hard if they're not playing together, and it's hard if they're not basketball, quote unquote, players. It is.
And I think that's what I'm feeling. Yeah. Because look,
teams you want a little bit more of a continuity, but you don't want a continuity. You don't want to run.
Correct.
Yes, you want some basic. Yes, basic rules.
So even more controlled than that, I think the rules, they're just not making the beats.
There's not. So even more of a, like, you run here, you do this kind of a triangle swing flex.
Do you know teams more that, or do you have like a true freedom? You guys are just making reads, or is there,
in our motion, they have a lot of freedom. In our zone offense, they don't have quite as much. I mean, I like continuities. I haven't found the perfect one to fit. We kind of run a little bit of a high three out, two in, high low thing we were playing with today at practice. You could definitely run like the swing, like the Badgers used to run. That would be pretty easy. You don't have any bigs though. That would be a little bit harder.
Oh, I do. I do. I got a couple of bigs.
You got a couple of bigs.
I do like a motion offense. So another thing is we're really low numbers. I only have 8 players. Our JV only has 8 players. We're interchanging positions and stuff. So this is my danger. The more scripted it is, the more specialized each position has to be. But I have to interchange. So that's why I'm trying to figure out. And again, it's more so next year, but.
Yeah, we can play with that in the offseason. I think it's more of like a swing flex hybrid where it's really wide. If you watch some old Bo Ryan stuff, it's like it really wasn't. But you got to work on the reads. Like what happens if they switch that flex screen, that swing screen, and then how are you going to seal? And can you shoot from the outside? And so I think it's some of that stuff that you probably have to. You got to work on some of that stuff, I think.
Okay. Those were my big ones. We're having a little more success than last. We won our Christmas tournament. We haven't won
much else. Good.
Yeah, it was huge for us. The girl that got MVP, she's a senior for me. She deserves it. She won MVP at the tournament or whatever. We haven't won much else, but they've all been competitive. There was one game that was a stinker. But again, that's
there's a team always that one. There's always one of those. I'm telling you, it's like it's crazy. Okay. Yeah.
And it was just, it was that new team, new to the conference. And then the second go around, we lost them by one. So, and I'm still very young.
I always feel like it's the, like your Alamo kind of thing. It's like that one game you always refer back to. It's like, oh man, remember that one? Like every season you got that one or two games. Yeah. It's like, oh crud. Yeah, I know you're talking.
There's one that's killing me. It was, we lost by five at home. And we had, I think it was 30 plus turnovers and only lost by five. Really? 30 plus turnovers and only lost by five. That's the one that really kills me. It was not our division, but it was a conference game too. So
it's the ones that make the difference between winning a conference and losing a conference. It's the one, it's just those, it is. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I feel your pain.
And that's one of the reasons I had that scripted motion idea, because I think the turnovers are coming from what's next.
Right.
The kids don't know what's next. And then
they're not hoopers in some respect. Not. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct. So that's the issue, is like, okay, you got to, what I've done too, especially with teams that are kind of in between, is I've given them plays or quick hitters or things like that. Can help, because when they get stuck, then we'll go to, you know, a call or something like.
So I like that, but here's my two things on that. If I try stuff and then make a call in that last 10, 12, 14
seconds. Oh yeah. You got a shot clock, don't you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's the one thing. And then the other way, right? So I tried the other way around is, we come in transition. There's a quick hitter that goes into whatever, but then they're taking, just because we executed the quick hitter, it may not necessarily be open. They're taking that shot right away instead of flowing into our quote-unquote read and react. And that's what's kind of killing me. It's like, no, there's still 20 more seconds on the clock. We don't – it's a simple, like, basically pass to one side, the other stagger screen on the opposite side. And I'm looking for the layup off of that, and it flows right into a five out. But they're always – you know, the first reversal, they're pulling up that three, and it's killing me. So basically my quick hitter is very quick, and they think that that's when we just shoot it. No, we still have 20 more seconds.
Right. And they want to shoot it.
They want to shoot it. So I was almost thinking, like, maybe I just, you know, kind of script a motion offense for about 20 seconds or so, something I think we can execute within 20 seconds or so. And now the last 10 seconds, they'll have their freedom.
Yeah, and then is it the whole game? Is it the beginning of the game? Is it the end of the game? When is it?
It's definitely excitement in the beginning of the game.
So you might want to script the first three or four plays too.
Okay.
You know, I've done that. That seems to help.
Calm them down a little bit.
Yeah, it calms them down. They kind of know what's going on. Yeah, so I have found that to be helpful.
I was talking with our boys coach. He does that. He scripts like the first five just to see.
It's like a football thing, and we just try different things to see how they look.
Yeah.
That has worked for me in the past, especially with teams like you're describing that aren't – they get a little shaky.
Yeah, a little, to say the least.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
pretty much all I had for now. Things are better this year. There's still not a lot of wins to say, but a lot better this year. Future looks brighter.
Well, and then let me think about, like, if you send me, when we get close to the end of the season, if you send me like a, you got to describe your team and let me look at, and then I can help you come up with some sort of this for next year. If you're thinking you want to go to continuity, we can come up with something.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah.
Something. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it can be like a hot, like maybe you got a big and we just want to run screens off the bit. There's some easy continuities you can run that will work, get some movement. They won't have to think too much.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because it dawned on me, I have two hoopers. One's in seventh grade, one's in ninth grade. So it's going to be a while before they're actually, the rest of them are three sport athletes that only show up when it's official practice, you know, open gyms here and hit or miss, you know.
Right.
So it dawned on me, that's just kind of the way it's going to be. So I'm not going to get the IQ that I'm looking for year in and year out. Like, I won't regularly get that. So that's what I'm,
Okay, let me think about that too. I got like a kind of a circle thing that might work. I got a couple ideas. I'll when I'm walking the dogs and it's minus. Got it.
So I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No worries. I like your hoop in the background there.
Oh, that's my so Santa Claus brought that one.
That one, I bet.
And then that one's from years ago, and then that's from his birthday party. He had a Space Jam birthday party one year.
Oh God, don't go to that Space Jam. Sorry, that Space Jam's not good.
Trust me, I know. Yeah. I do like them both. I'm not gonna argue.
I like them both. I like them both, but one's but much better. One's one's the original.
I grew up with the older one. I watched this one's whole career. I'm just not going to discuss it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, I'll see you. Thanks, Coach. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right, maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.